Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth aliyah in Parshas Pekudei, that is Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And when Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are together, we're actually right in the middle of the sixth aliyah. And up until now, we've learned how Bezalel, Aholiyav, and his team actually made the structure in the Mishkan, the Kelim in the Mishkan, and all the Big Day Kahuna. And now the Pasuk tells us as follows: Vayaviu es haMishkan al Moshe. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Let's pause right now and take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayaviu es haMishkan. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe. Shalai hayuchan lakimah. They weren't able to set up the Mishkan. Olafi shalai asa Moshe shemalach haMishkan. Since Moshe didn't actually do any work for the construction of the Mishkan, Yiniach laKadosh Baruch Hu haKamaseh. Hashem left the setting up of the Mishkan to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalai hayachal lakimah shom adam achmas kevet akrashim. No one was actually able to set up the Mishkan because the beams were way too heavy. She'en kaych b'adam muzakfan. No one had the strength to actually pick them up. U'Moshe amidai. However, Moshe was the one that set it up. Amar Moshe lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, Eich efshar akamaseh adei adam. How is it that a man is going to be able to set this up? Amar Lo Hashem told him, Asoy katab yadecha. You should involve yourself in trying to set up the Mishkan. V'nir kim kimay, and it's going to look like you actually set it up. V'hu niska fakame elav, but it actually set itself up. V'zehu shenemar. That's what it says in the pasuk. Hukam haMishkan. The Mishkan was set up. Hukam me'elav, it was set up on its own. Medrash Rabbi Tanchuma, this is a Medrash Tanchuma. Let's go back to Chumash in the middle of Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So what did they bring to Moshe? As the oil of its called Kalev, the oil and all of its Kalim, cross of Kurashev, Brichav, Ve'amuda, Va'adonav, its hooks, its beams, its bars, its pillars, and its sockets. Ves Mechse Aris Ha'elim Ha'me'adamim, and the cover of the red dyed ram skins. Ves Mechse Aris Hatchashim, and the cover of the Tachash skins. Ves Brechas Hamasach, and the Brechas that was used as a screen. Es Arayin Ha'edis Ves Badov, the Arayin and its poles. Es Hakapiris and the lid. Es Hashulchan Ves Kol Kele Ves Lechem Upanim, the Shulchan and all of its utensils and the Lechem Upanim. Es Hamanera Hatara Es Neir Seha, the pure Menera and its lamps. Neris Hamaracha Ves Kol Keleha, the lamps of the arrangement and all of its implements. The Ace Shemen Hamar and the oil for the menorah itself, Ves Mizbach Azov, and the golden Mizbach, Ves Shemen HaMishcha, and the Shemen HaMishcha, Ves Ketaris HaSamim, and the Ketaris, Ves Masach Pesach HaOil, and the screen of the entrance of the oil, Ves Mizbach HaNechashas, the copper Mizbach, Ves Michbar HaNechashas HaSherloi, and its copper netting, Es Badev is called Kalev, its poles, and all of its Kalim, Es HaKiyar Ves Kanoi, the Kiyar and its base, Es Kalei HaChatzer, Es Amudeha, Ves Adoneha, the curtains of the courtyard, its pillars, and its sockets, Ves HaMasach L'Shar HaChatzer, and the screen of the entrance to the chatzar, es meisarav v'seidai seha, its ropes and its pegs, v'eis kol klei avayis haMishkan l'oil ma'id, and all of the kalim of the service of the Mishkan for the oil ma'id, as Beit HaAsrad, the Sharas Bakaydesh, these Beit HaAsrad, again, these were the coverings of all the different kalim when they were being moved around, as Beit HaKadosh l'Aron HaKohen, the holy garments for Aron HaKohen, as Beit HaAvanav l'Chayin, and the garments of his sons to be kohanim, k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kein asu b'nei Yisrael, like everything Hashem had commanded Moshe, so the b'nei Yisrael did. Eis kol avoda, all of the work. Vayar Moshe es kol hamelacha, and Moshe saw all of the work. V'hinei asu oisa, and behold, they did it. Kasher tziv Hashem kein asu, just like Hashem had commanded, so they did. Vayavarich oisa Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk mem gimel. Vayavarich oisa Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Amar lehem, he told them, Yehi ratzon shetishra shechina b'maaseh yadeichem, may the shechina rest in the work of your hands. V'hinayim Hashem lekeinu aleinu, the pleasantness of Hashem our Lord should be upon us. U'maaseh yadeinu, v'hu echad me'echad asar mizmarim shebetfilah l'Moshe, and this is one of the 11 mizmarim, one of the 11 kapitel chatilim that start out with tefillah l'Moshe. And with this, we conclude the fourth aliyah in Parshas Pekudei and the sixth aliyah when Vayakel Pekudei is together. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.